Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We have a lot to get to this afternoon. We're 2 hours in, 2 hours to go. Kim Bocamper is supposed to join us here. He's not there yet, but he's generally pretty good about coming on with us when it's his time. I'm sure, and I think we've talked to him about this roughing the passer stuff. I mean, anyone who played back in the day,
he hates it.
I mean, can't believe what's going on. But it really is. It's taken away a little bit of the enjoyment of the game. I'm guessing the concept is to protect specifically the quarterback, or does it also have to do with concussions? Does it also, is this an extension of, because I don't think that you're really protecting anybody from concussions. If somebody falls with their body weight, but it's not on the person's head, you're not really protecting concussions. So it really is a rule that is specifically designed to say, out of the 11 players that are on the offense, there is one that is more untouchable than the rest, which I get the concept. Again, should he get blindsided in the back of the head with somebody that's leading with their helmet? No. But it is being called at a rate and in situations that it just doesn't warrant it.
But it's obvious that it's only the quarterback, because hitting below the knee stuff.
Right. Yeah, that has nothing to do with concussion.
A part of plays are cutting the defensive linemen and linebackers. So you can't hit the quarterback in the leg,
right?
But dive your entire body weight at anybody else's legs and you're okay. The running backs, the receivers, like, yeah, go hit him in the knees. Oh, what about the ACLs? What about all these ACLs that are torn? Nobody cares because they're not the quarterbacks. Is Jimmy Garoppolo's ACL more important than William Hayes' ACL?
Yes.
10
it
times,
is.
20 times.
Yeah.
And it's obvious.
And they get paid. Like, they get paid that it's more important.
Yeah. And it affects some 49ers. Brady made the point. The 49ers fan base and the 49ers season is over. Do you feel like the Dolphins season is over that William Hayes is hurt?
No, you're exactly right.
I'm with you. I don't either. But that you know what it is? It's a true thought. And it's 100% right what they think about the quarterbacks make this league.
But you can't make it this unfair.
But it's too unfair.
Because, it really, like, every time the quarterback gets hit, you know, it's kind of like PI a little bit. I'm sure you remember watching when your dad played. I remember just being a fan growing up and watching the Bears. I mean, it wasn't called that. Like, pass interference was a rare call. You were allowed to have some activity between the secondary and receivers. There was some pushing. There was some jockeying for position. Like, any deep pass now, you are immediately looking for a flag first, right?
Yes.
You're a fan. You are looking for the flag first before you acknowledge that it was a catch.
I remember watching those old films with Paul Warfield and, you know, some Jerry Rice, Lynn Swan. Jerseys would be torn off of them at halftime because guys just riding them down the field. And then they changed that rule. That rule, the defenders adjusted to it. It took 2 or 3 years, but the defenders adjusted to it. There's more flags called now, but I don't think it affects the game negatively. This quarterback hitting thing, it is ridiculous because, to your point, I don't think a guy should be able to bust his forehead into the back of a quarterback's head. That's dangerous. Okay, but now you can't hit him below the waist or above the nipples because now his shoulders, and now you can't lay his weight on him. You literally cannot do anything that has a chance of making this guy hurt. You have to grab his navel. I joke about it all the time. If I'm teaching kids and somebody really asks me in two sentences, real quick, tell me how I should sack a guy, I would say try to put your shoulder on his belly button and then push him to the ground, but don't fall.
Which, you're running at full speed. You're a bigger dude than the quarterback. Your body weight is going to take you forward. It is, and again, it's why William Hayes tore his ACL. Like he tried awkwardly to stop his forward momentum.
He tried to put his arm and knee down to stop his 340 from falling on top of Derek Carr's shoulders, which would have been a penalty. But all that weight then fell onto his knee and caused his ACL to tear. They have to change this rule.
I hope they address it before the season's over. I really do.
I don't think they care about William Hayes in the league. I don't think they care about anybody that gets injured with these rules because of the fact that we're sacrificing your knee for the health of our quarterbacks. But when it starts affecting games like these last two Clay Matthew penalties, you have to know this is a big drive. This is a big point of the game. That Kirk Cousins hit, change the game, and that's when fans are going to start getting mad.
Well, it's like I was saying to Brady Quinn on Good Morning Football. They were talking about it this morning, where savvy quarterbacks, they'll just start to flop. If you know, I mean, you see receivers do it, right? They jump up and they've got the histrionics. Didn't you see the way that he was grabbing me? Like you're lobbying for a flag, and that ref has to, I mean, throw it pretty damn quick. They've got to make a determination pretty quickly. Was that roughing the passer or not? And the way that they've been told, obviously, by the league is you got to err on the side of caution now. And so the flag gets thrown more often than not. I find it to be a frustrating way to watch football.
They will wet noodle it. As soon as a defender grabs them, pick your feet off the ground and turn into a wet noodle. And naturally, the guy's going to fall on top of you and you look defenseless, and they're going to throw the flag. Don't try to fight the sack. If the guy gets through, let him sack you and turn your body into mashed potatoes.
Because get that 15 yards.
Get the 15. You couldn't get the ball off, so now you're getting sacked. So now get 15 free yards. Smart court. I'm sure they're doing it right now.
We have a celebrity birthday today.
Big Ben, I think, did it last night.
He did.
When that guy pushed him, and then Big Ben damn near did a backflip, and the guy was standing there looking at him. So, no, we're seeing quarterbacks are figuring it out.
Cam Newton does it sometimes, too.
Well, but they're all going to do it. I mean, why wouldn't you? Why wouldn't you? I mean, it's a long yardage gain.
Dwayne Wade flops, and we love him. Mm-hmm. LeBron James flops, and we love him. Like, so are we going to be mad if Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady start flopping?
You getting mad.
I'm getting rich. getting flagged.
We have a celebrity birthday that we want to celebrate today. Although, is that Kim Bo Camper calling in? Is that Bo? Yeah, we can do it in the next segment, I guess, right? So we'll do, we'll break Kim Bo Camper. Is that Bo?
That was Bo, yes. Right. He's very apologetic.
Oh, he doesn't need to be. He's so good to us.
He cursed.
He knows some of those words.
Yeah, yeah. I'd like to hear a ref when he would call Kim Bocamper for a roughing the passer penalty. Like in the same situation that Clay Matthews got it called on. Like I would like to see back in the 70s or 80s.
They used to have to jog away from the players.
I find that to be an infectious laugh, the Kawhi Leonard laugh. When I hear it, I want to laugh that way. Just comes out, right? You hear it, it's just infectious.
Who has the weirder laugh, Kawhi Leonard or Nick Saban?
Yeah, they're both aliens. So, you know, it's like, who has the weirder laugh? Is it Kawhi? Is it Nick? Is it Nick Saban? Or is it the thing from Independence Day that Will Smith dragged through the desert? Like, they're all aliens, so it doesn't matter. All right.
Saban's a nasty alien.
Kim Bocamp, but we do have to celebrate a celebrity birthday today. Scottie Pippen, he did just a tremendous version of Take Me Out to the Ball Game at Wrigley Field. So we'll celebrate that today. But Kim Bo Camper is going to join us next, so we'll talk some Dolphins football with him.
Well, my birthday comes up. Get me a Buick.
Well, is there anything else on the list that maybe I could get at, say, Publix?
No, I want a Buick. I have seen the 2018 lineup of Buicks, and that's what I want. Get down to your South Florida Buick GMC dealer right now and check out the lineup of Buicks. The big truck all the way down to the car, the beauty, the performance, the comfort, the safety. That is a Buick. You're riding smooth and comfortable. I love the 4G Wi-Fi. I love the Buicks are their own hotspot because my kids, my wife, they're always on their tablets, on the laptop working, and it's your own hotspot. The Apple CarPlay and the Sirius XM radio. As the driver, I love it. Syncs to my phone. You have all the entertainment you need for that comfortable ride and your contact list, your playlist, everything, the technology for your comfort, not just bells and whistles. And I have kids. I have a wife. Just said it. I have to know they're safe. A 5-star safety rating and all the Buicks give you that peace of mind on the road. But I want to introduce you to the Buick Enclave Avenir. When you see that Avenir signature inscribed on the door, you know there's a first-class experience waiting on the inside. Spacious interior, wood-toned accents everywhere. It is beautiful. There's a three-row seating, first-class seating for up to 7 people, all 3 rows, and crafted leather-appointed first and second-row seats. Go check out this Enclave Avenir. You're going to fall in love with it. On the outside, you got 20s, riding 20s, 20-inch alloy wheels, and the exclusive Avenir grill that grabs everyone's attention. You're going to know when you see that Enclave Avenir on the lot because that grill is going to grab your attention. It's time to discover the new standard in Buick luxury. It's time to discover the Enclave Avenir at your South Florida Buick dealer today.
radio.com.
Radio.com. We have Kim Bocamper coming on the line here. He got caught up last segment. That's fine.
Businessman.
But then Falero put the hammer down.
I don't know if it's happened that way.
Don't say that.
Kim, he put the Kim's hammer down on Bocamper.
Kim ain't the guy to test now. Kim's a big fella.
Hey, listen, Falero takes a lot of pride in the show.
No, he said whatever you want, Mr. Bocamper.
Plays ultimate frisbee. Can't be a good fighter.
That's a tough sport. Oh, why don't
Jesus
you ever come out and
Christ.
Play?
Our friend Kim Bocamper, he's got a restaurant. He's got several restaurants, but there's one in Miramar. And my radio partner here, Channing Crowder, and the WQAM street team are going to be out there this Thursday night. Bocamper's in Miramar. You can watch, obviously, the Miami-North Carolina game. That starts at 7. And then Thursday night football, Minnesota and Los Angeles. And you can register to win a game day experience with Channing. You can enjoy all the whiskey specials as well. That is Thursday night, Bocamper's in Miramar. And you will be there watching football.
Watching football, have a chance to win a game day experience, like they said. Go to the game together, sit there, have a good time, drink some beers, enjoy it. So it's going to be a great time. But Bocamper's is awesome. Come out there.
Food is always great. Oh. The atmosphere is always great. We'll head out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline here. Toyota of Hollywood, buy now and save big during the grand reopening of the all-new Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Kim Bocamper is there. Long, tremendous career with the Miami Dolphins. You see him now on Dolphins.com with the Audible. You see him on CBS4. He's got the restaurants. You know, Crowder's going to be at that Miramar restaurant. Are you going to be there Thursday? Or are you too busy?
You know what? If I didn't know Channing was going to be there, but if he's going to be there, I might just have to swing by and see what's going on. See, I'm going to check his act out over there.
Oh, he's got an act, man. He's got, I mean, if you want to
I've seen his act. I've seen his act a couple of times. It's pretty good.
I'll tell you, man, a pseudo-celebrity that is as disingenuous as they come, but he will make you feel for that minute like you're his best friend and that he really cares.
Good to see you, baby. How's your kids doing? No kids? How's your mom doing?
But honestly, if you're thinking about where to watch football Thursday, do it with Crowder at Bocamper's in Miramar. It'll be a lot of fun. Your restaurants, I mean, they've got TVs all over the joint. It's a great place to watch a game. Will you buy Crowder dinner when he's out there?
I can answer that.
No.
I've sat with Kim and just talked for an hour and a half. Can you bring Crowder's bill? Yeah, four beers, yeah.
What strikes me most about the Dolphins team, Bo, is that through three games, not only are they undefeated, but they're fun to watch. Like, did you expect this?
Well, you know what I expected? I expected the offense to be a little more open. You know, with Jarvis Landry, I forget what his number was. I think he was like 160 targets going to Jarvis. So I expected the offense to be spread around a little more. And you know, I've come to the realization that that offense in the National Football League now, with the way the rules are, you better be fast and you better be athletic. And so the Dolphins are that. So it leads to this type of offense and big plays. But it is a fun team. You know, it's funny because this team, I've been around them a lot. This is probably as close knit of a football team as I've been around. I thought the team in 2016 was pretty tight, but this group is really, really close, and they're really about playing for each other and getting. So no, it doesn't surprise me. I think what surprises me is I knew they were fast, but man, I didn't know they were that fast. You know, you got Jakeem Grant, you got Kenyon Drake, you got Albert Wilson. You got Kenny Stills, and all those guys are kind of hanging around that 4.3 mark in the 40 down there. So you got that many guys running around with that kind of speed. It's going to be interesting, but I think a lot of it has to do with the rule changes and, you know, and how difficult it is. I mean, you breathe on somebody, they call pass interference and all that. So I think it makes it a game more for speed and athletic. And I think, you know, we've talked about this before. I remember Adam Gase talking to him before the season. He said, look, I finally got the guys I want, the players I want and the coaches I want. And I think it's allowed him to expand his playbook and, and kind of do the things you want to do. And you saw it with the misdirections, the end arounds, and the you know little tosses that they did that really came up with big plays. So I think it's going to be this is going to continue to be a fun football team to watch. But you know, I wouldn't get so caught up in 3-0 and what that means right now because it's. You look at these games every week, and you look at one team, and you go, "Man, these guys are dominant." And then the next week, they get beat by somebody that you never expected. So I think it's going to be a pretty interesting year from the standpoint of league wide, the highs and lows, and the teams are up and down. But I think the Dolphins are good enough to kind of stay in the mix. So we'll see how much they can be in this mix.
And Kim, you kind of talked about it with the personnel, but Albert Wilson, he's jumping off the film. Every time you watch him, he's making a play.
Yeah.
Even blocking downfield, just what he does, the attention he gains. He's been in the league 5 years, Bo. Like, do you give a lot of credit to Adam Gase for finding him and finding that kind of talent? He was shoved down the depth chart in Kansas City. Who gets that credit?
Yeah. Well, you know, they saw him last year in Kansas City. Or 2 years ago, I forget when they played in Kansas City. I think it was either last year or 2 years ago. And he was a guy they were giving the ball to in the jet sweep and trying a lot of different things with him. So I think they kind of saw his ability. I think he had a big return for some big yardage against him. So probably caught his attention there. But man, he is just he's an explosive guy. And I think the reason that Adam Gase likes him is because I mean you've seen he's been in the backfield. He's run the wildcat. You have him throw a football. He can do so many different things on the football field. He was a quarterback when he was in high school. They call him like the Swiss Army knife of that offense because he can do so many things for you out there. And I think I think those are the kind of players that Adam Gase looks at and says, man, I can envision this guy in a lot of different places with a lot of different matchups and get involved there. But they're all doing it. You know, I had a chance to watch some of the tape from the game the other night. The pass to Jakeem on the end around that Albert threw to him was a great pass. Jakeem was wide open, but what you didn't see unless you really looked at it was Kenny Stills was lined up wide on that side, and he ran a hard crossing route that dragged the safety and one of the other and one of the linebackers with him. That opened up that big hole for Jakeem, and that led to the big touchdown. And so you look at Jakeem catching the ball and taking it in. You look at Albert throwing the football, but it also took Kenny Stills, who's just running a clearing route. You know, and you've seen guys before Channing run clearing routes like they're walking to school, and just not because they're not involved. But instead, you got this guy really running across like you know selling the route, which opened up the play, and so. You know, there's another situation where you got a teammate doing something that helps the other guy make a big play that helps your team win, and I think that's kind of what this is about. But Albert has just been and by the way, let me tell you what, maybe one of the nicest guys I've ever met in the game of football. Really, just a super kid. He was a foster child up in Northern Florida and carries that with him. He's bringing, I think the 2 games ago, he brought 50 kids to the game. So just a it's just the kind of guy you really want to have on your football team for a lot of reasons.
Kim Bocamper is with us talking about playmakers. Then if you look at the other side of the ball, Xavien Howard, that guy has been a beast, huh?
Well, you know, you started seeing it in the last 6 games last year. We came up with 4 interceptions and really started to come into his own. You saw glimpses of that before, but now, you know, you open up the season, first game against Tennessee, you don't even bother throwing the ball his way. I mean, I don't think a ball was thrown his way the entire game. A little more the second time, but you know, this guy is just a gamer, and he's a. I think right now he got to be considered one of the best coverage guys in the league right now. You know, they're putting him on the best receivers when they want to, letting them move around with them, and you know, here's another example. You got the guy. You know, you got the car throws the ball. Everyone else in the field quits on it. Xavier just keeps running, comes up with a big interception. And then the interception, it again, maybe one of the biggest points in the game where he runs the perfect, covers the receiver perfectly to the corner of the end zone, goes up, gets the ball, has the wherewithal to stay in bounds and make the play. You remember that, but there was also 2 other plays where he knocked the ball down. So he's playing as well as any. I think when you look at this team and you say, hey, who's playing at a level where that really is making this team better. You look at Jakeem, you look at Albert, and I think you look at Xavier Howard. The three guys that are really playing at a very high level, and quite frankly, carrying this team a little bit.
And Ken, one more guy I have to bring up is Kiko. Is it the position move? Because he moved from Mike to Will this year when Raekwon got healthy. But 28 tackles in two games, 2 forced fumbles. The man has been balling, Kim.
Well, you know, they've always talked about his best position is when he can be out in space, running around. And you see all of his hits are downfield or in the flat. And, as he's making plays a lot of times on passing situations. But he's around the ball a lot. You know, he's a hard hitter, and he's always reaching for the ball. Always, you know those guys, can't, Channing. Yeah. I mean, you played with one of the greatest of all time, Jason Taylor, a guy that just seemed like whenever the ball came out, he was around it. Yeah. And Kiko's got a little bit of that same kind of thing going for him. So I think part of it is the fact that he's not having to call the signals. He's not having to do a lot of things. I mean, Raekwon has taken over a lot of that. And then you got another speed linebacker in Jerome Baker, who's only 215 pounds running around out there. And so it's allowing him to be out there in space and do the things that he can do. But, he's certainly playing the best football that he's played since he came here to Miami.
Kim Bocamper is with us. Don't forget my radio partner, Channing Crowder, will be out Thursday night. Bocamper's in Miramar. Thank you to the texters that pointed out. I said the Miami-North Carolina game starts at 7. It actually starts at 8, and Thursday night football starts at 8:20.
But they can show up at 7 if they like to get there early.
But you don't mind if the tables don't turn as long as they're drinking and eating all night, right?
Oh, I just like to see their smiling faces in there early. That's all.
Well, Crowder will be there with his
friendship and brotherhood,
with his smiling face and money.
I'll be back on the back deck.
Crowder will be there. It's Bocamper's in Miramar. It is Thursday night, and the WQAM Street Team will be there with a lot of prizes. And Crowder's always a lot of fun to hang out with and watch football.
Don't be trying to make it rain in there again, Channing. Last time you went in there,
I got carried away, Kim.
He's making it rain. It's going to be with your money, Bo. It ain't going to be with his.
Yeah, right.
Somebody texts in, and I looked on Wikipedia, so it must be true. You're celebrating a birthday today.
It's my birthday, yes. I don't know how much I'm celebrating it, but it's my birthday.
Big 38, Kim.
It's come to my point now where I'm dreading birthdays, not looking forward to celebrating.
Happy birthday to Kim Bocamper. Do we have LeBron James to serenade him?
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday to you.
Couldn't get Roseanne for me?
That had to be special, no?
Yes, it's very nice.
Somebody texts in, by the way, Hawk and Crowder, can you please wish Kim Bocamper a happy birthday on behalf of the worldwide Dolphin Clubs? 200-plus fans from all over the world will be at his Fort Lauderdale location October 13th to party the night before the Bears-Fins game. So there you go. Happy birthday from the worldwide Dolphin Clubs. And you got 200-plus fans coming to your Fort Lauderdale location before the Bears game.
It's pretty awesome. It's pretty awesome. It's very nice.
You must. I'm guessing. You know, when you're on the road and whatnot, Dolphins have quite the following nationwide and really worldwide. No.
You know what? It really is amazing. There was so much time. I mean, it still happens now. I'm sure there were people last week going, "Look at all the Raider fans." But you know, when you travel with this team, I don't care where you go, London, wherever you go, they really do have a pretty good national following. And I think it was certainly a lot of that goes back to, back to the days and, the 72 team, the undefeated team and all that stuff. And I think, the generations, the dads have kind of brought their kids up as Dolphin fans. So, but I think that, contrary to, I think, what some local people think about the Dolphins fan base, it is pretty strong everywhere. I remember being in Washington for opening day a couple years ago, and it seemed like there were more Dolphin fans than there were Redskin fans, and I guess it's still going that trend because I think they were down like 30,000 people in one of their games already this year, the Redskins. So, but anyway, I digress. But they're everywhere we go. There's always a very, very representative bunch of Dolphin fans, no matter what building we walk into.
Kim Bocamper. Would you like to know what other celebrities you share a birthday with? Whether you say yes or no, I'm telling you, so it really doesn't matter. It was more rhetorical than anything. Will Smith turns 50 years old today. Will Smith.
So Will Smith is getting jiggy here on this stuff.
Hey, there you go, getting jiggy with it. Hey, let's give that to Don Bailey Jr. T.I., you familiar with the rapper T.I.?
Didn't he do that lousy Dolphin touchdown song?
That was T-Pain. That was a different T. Different T, but that's okay.
It's like Ice-T and Ice-Cube.
Right, exactly. Too many. T.I. is 38 years old. Mark Hamill, Luke Skywalker, he is 67. Wow. I do this with the celebrity birthdays. I look to see who I'm older than.
I appreciate you getting somebody on there that's older than me.
Yeah, Mark Hamill, 67.
That makes me feel good.
Scottie Pippen, one of the 50 greatest basketball players of all time. He's 53.
Beautiful.
Catherine Zeta-Jones, she's 49.
I'm more interested in Catherine Zeta-Jones' birthday than I am Scottie Pippen's birthday.
You know who else? Heather Locklear is 57 today.
I got a nice picture of Heather Locklear at the Dodger Stadium from when we were out there for a game. So I'll have to call her. Like, I think I've still got her number.
Well, there you go.
Wish her a happy birthday.
Look at that.
Cute.
Come on, Camper. Get it done, man.
I just made it up.
Happy birthday, Bo. Thank you for making time for us.
Don't get your panties in a wallet.
I'm going to get that number from you Thursday, Kim.
See you, Bo. Thank you for making time for us.
Take care, guys.
Kim Bocamper, always a pleasure to talk to. We have to celebrate some of these celebrity birthdays. When I say some of them, I mean Scottie Pippen. Please.
Okay.
Please. Yeah. I'm begging you in the next segment. If you've never heard Scottie Pippen sing Take Me Out to the Ball Game at Wrigley Field, allegedly, he's hammered.
Oh, yeah.
And we've determined that on our own. It's not like we had a breathalyzer out there or anything. We've determined just based on his performance, he's hammered.
Now, y'all were talking about Catherine Zeta-Jones and Heather Locklear and left off Barbara Walters.
89 years old, Barbara Walters.
Man, y'all are disrespectful.
And Michael Douglas is 74. Now, isn't Michael Douglas married to Catherine Zeta-Jones?
Yeah.
How about that?
25 years.
But they share the same birthday.
No, I don't like that. I don't like that at all, Heather. Michael.
Heather Catherine. Michael.
Zeta.
Yeah.
Okay.
May, June.
John.
May, June.
Donald. Mark.
And some of those.
25 years. That's too. Come on, bro. 25 years, is it too far? That's too big a gap.
Disagree
25
with that.
25 years?
Hey, man, he's got some game.
No,
he's
man,
Michael
that's,
Douglas.
Disgusting. That's disgusting.
He's, what?
25 years.
Disagree.
I was drinking when you were born.
Well, you don't go back that
that's
far.
Where, that, that's I mean, how
that's
my mind
gross.
Works.
Gross.
And some of the.
All right, can we play Scottie Pippen in the next segment?
Yeah.
Yeah. I love talking about Dave & Buster's in the Oakwood Plaza in Hollywood. Absolutely love that place. Dave & Buster's in Hollywood. They've got happy hour now, Monday through Friday, 3:45 till 7. So it is on right now. The perfect after-work happy hour. In fact, if you're at work right now, you go, I got to leave. I got to get to this Dave & Buster's. I got happy hour. Cocktails are just $3, $4, and $5. During happy hour, bar bites are only $5. That includes Asian chicken wonton nachos, loaded pot stickers, guacamole and chips, Kobe meatball sliders, Bavarian pretzels, and Mexican street corn quesadillas. Dave & Buster's in Hollywood still has their late night happy hour, too, 10 p.m. till close, Sunday through Thursday. Today is what? Tuesday? So they've got $2 Tuesdays today, $2 tacos and $2 Corona bottles. Wednesdays, tomorrow, all games, excluding virtual reality, are half price. That's a lot of fun. And if you're looking to watch football this season, whether it's college or pro, you really can't do any better than Dave & Buster's in the Oakwood Plaza in Hollywood. It's why I'm there all the time watching football, or really any big sporting event. The TVs, the sound system, the views, the food, the atmosphere, the bar bites. That's my go-to. The bar burgers. Oh, my God. They make them on Hawaiian rolls. It's one of the best bar burgers that you will ever have. Dave & Buster's. Got to make Dave & Buster's in Hollywood your football watching headquarters this entire season. Just can't do any better. They're just east of I-95 between Sterling and Sheridan. You can see it from I-95. Dave & Buster's in Hollywood. Eat, play, drink, watch.
Radio.com. Radio. Miami.com.
Still very heavy delays. Southbound 95 as you approach Miami Gardens Drive. It's backed up all the way to Hollywood Boulevard, but moving very slowly. Going to see delays of at least 15 to 20 minutes there. Seek 441 or Biscayne Boulevard as reasonable alternates. Slow in both directions. 826 the Palmetto between 836 and 103rd Street. Other than a couple of lanes blocked in both directions for some unknown reason on Sunrise Boulevard at Northeast 15th Avenue. No other major accidents or delays in Broward County to report at this time. This report brought to you by Publix. Dinner is served thanks to all the ways Publix makes life every day easy with convenient options such as online easy ordering, deli grab-and-go items, and Publix delivery powered by Instacart. You'll be able to fit more tasks into your busy day. Only at Publix, where shopping is a pleasure. I'm Bill Murphy. Weekday mornings beginning at 6. Join Joe Rose on AM 560 and FM 96.5 HD2 WQAM.
Bo mentions getting jiggy with it. Valero on top of his game.
Solid producing.
Will Smith, 50 years old today, but that's not the celebrity birthday that we are celebrating. Anytime we get an opportunity to play Scottie Pippen singing Take Me Out to the Ball Game. Scottie Pippen, 53 years old today. We always do this on opening day for baseball, but we get such a kick out of it. So, you know, the Cubs have a different celebrity come up and sing Take Me Out to the Ball Game during the seventh inning stretch. It used to be done by Harry Carey. Now they have, you know, a rotating band of celebrities. And we have a handful of favorites that we just delight in every time. Scottie Pippen is one of them, right? He's way too baritone. He is not familiar with the lyrics, which always drives me crazy because it's one of these songs that just everyone knows. Take Me Out to the Ball Game.
And they get him, what is it, seventh inning stretch?
Seventh inning.
How many hours is that into a game?
Gives you a lot of time to indulge in an adult beverage or two, which Scotty sounds like he has done here. Without further ado, Scotty Pippen.
A one, a two.
I'm already laughing.
A three. Take me out to the ball game. Take me out to the ball game. I don't care if I'm never come back to his room. Room, room for the Cubbies. Yeah!
Yeah!
We don't win, it's a shame. Why is one, two, three strikes you're out at the ball game? Let's go, Cubbies!
Yeah!
Yeah!
There's so many things happening in there because he loses his plays. He knows he said the wrong line, and then he tries to kind of catch up, but then it's wrong still. And then even at the end with the one, two, three strikes you're out, he's not certain that it's one, two. So he's like gives you a half hearted like, and then he realizes, okay, it is one, two, three. Three strikes, you're out. Or the root, root, root. He knew that one was on top of it, so he gives you the baritone, root, 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 for the homies.
Yeah.
When you mess up the second line. You slow down.
One more time for the birthday boy, Scottie Pippen.
A one, a two, a three. Take me out to the ball.
He's like, I'm killing it.
Take me out to the ball. I don't care if I'm
it's gone. Oh no.
Never come back.
Here it comes.
It's root, root, root for the Cubbies. Yeah.
Yeah. Here's the counting. I'm not sure if it's one, two, three. Okay, it is three strikes here in the old ball game.
Let's go, Kobe!
Yeah! Do we have time to play?
We have time for Ditka.
All right, Mike Ditka. He said Ditka. We have time for Ditka.
Oh, goodness. I like my job.
Come on, man. Yeah. That's off air.
Because we also have time for that.
Huh?
So Mike Ditka, this is the way that I envision it in my head. Mike Ditka is being rushed from his seats right behind the plate, or he's in a suite, and they keep saying, you've got to get there by the seventh inning stretch. You've got to get there by the seventh inning stretch. And he's enjoying a brandy
talking
or something.
Talking to an old friend.
Talking to an old friend, yeah. And somebody from the Cubs PR staff is like, we got to get you up there to sing Take Me Out to the Ballgame. And he's like, I will. And then finally, they're just like, it is the seventh inning. You've got to go. And so they're rushing him, and he's like, you know what? Screw this. You rushed me the whole time, so I'm just going to blow through this.
Told his buddy, I'll be right back.
Yeah, and it's just like the hell with the song and the pace and whatever. I'm doing it the Ditka way.
A one and a two and a three. Take me out to the ball game. Take me out with the crowd. Bobby's happy that I grabbed Joe Jackson. I don't care if I ever get back. I will throw him to the hole.
You're happy, right? Oh, you're happy?
Right? You're happy, Rush me? You had to have it so fast? There you go. You got it. All right, quick break. We'll come right back.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.